Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Thanks and praises.
Yes, yes. Rastafari.
Give Jah all the thanks and praises.
Selassie the first.
Give Jah all the thanks and praises.
Nigas Nigasti, King of Kings.
Give Jah all the thanks and praises.
Praise John the Moonlight.
Sing.
YG Molly, the grandson of the great Robert Nesta Molly, son of the great Lauryn Hill and Rohan Marley. Jersey zone.
Let's go.
Give Jah all the thanks and praise.
And you know, yesterday was Bob Marley's birthday. You know what I'm saying? So, beer tunes in the crib all day.
Yeah. I'm trying to look up, this song right here. Big up to Lauryn Hill and that whole team that put me on to this over the, I think it was late December, this came out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then, I work with a team over at Apple. You know, we be getting all the playlists together inside Apple Music. That's my primary job. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they think this is my primary job. My primary job nowadays is working with a team over at Apple Music. Anyway, YG Marley, that song right there in Apple Music, that's the number 8 song in the world, bro.
Really?
Praise Jah in the Moonlight.
They got the amazing cheat sheet because that chorus sounds amazing. Bob Marley's still like number 1 selling artist of all times, right?
Yeah. You know,
and
that
he's
that,
cool.
That Bob Marley Legend album, which is like a greatest hits. A lot of people don't know, A, that Legend's like a greatest hits, but B, it's one of the greatest selling projects. I don't call it what you want, greatest hits, project, whatever you want, all time, yeah. Right there.
Amazing songs on there. I keep it in rotation, like visually, just on the screen.
You have to.
Yeah, it's just good energy, man.
Yeah, praise John the Moonlight. It's Hebrew in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, man. Wednesday vibes, you know, whitish Wednesday. Laura, how you doing this morning?
Not great.
Why, what happened? Uh-oh.
I just got a little panicky.
Uh-oh. Why?
Because Juanita was now stuck in the elevator.
Oh, yo, man.
What?
Another one.
This is 2 days in a row.
I know. And I took that same elevator to get here this morning, and now I'm just like, I don't want to.
And the thing is, can we trust? It's 2 elevators there.
Oh, God.
One of them we clearly see is defective. Can we really trust the one that's supposed to?
Bro.
Oh, it's crazy, man.
I don't like this at all.
Remember, I was stuck in there for 45 minutes yesterday.
I remember.
Juanito about to be in there for a minute. It's early, bro.
I remember.
Yo, listen. Somebody come get over here. If you work with an elevator people or something, and you in the Manhattan, Chelsea area. Or is it like you can't just call any elevator person? They have to have
I think Producer Griff is calling the fire department.
Well, no, they called the helpline.
Juanito's on the line.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, God.
Dang, Griff ain't got no mercy. You know how he labeled John's name on here?
What's that?
Stuck John.
Stuck John.
Yo, Stuck John.
All right, see you, old Dan. Keep playing in an hour. You see how you...
Yo, John, you all right?
Let me out. I don't like those words.
Shawnee and Laura don't like how you joking right now, bro.
It's real.
Yo, because Shawnee's still traumatized from yesterday, and Laura Styles is not okay. But Juanito is now stuck in the elevator. Yeah. And you know what's even funnier about this? Well, you might have to go to the bathroom on the floor or on yourself.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
But, and then hit the CVS or something for some fresh drawers or something.
Some wipes.
Some wipes. But it was funny yesterday because after the show's over, there's some inside baseball behind the scenes. We always, you know, kind of go through the show and find moments that we think are pretty entertaining to share with people who don't necessarily tune into the show. They're called promos. You may hear them throughout the day and other time parts of the radio station. Anyway, John thought it was funny to put the Shawnee Culture moment into a promo.
You see that?
Oh, so you're saying this is karma?
Basically.
Karma's very
nice. Hey, John, have you pushed the seven? Hit the seven button?
Why seven?
I heard seven might free you up.
Really?
That's what I heard. I heard seven could be the...
Go ahead. John, you there?
This is the eighth time I did hold the seven button down. Doesn't work.
Okay.
Bro, this is not a Nintendo joystick, bro.
I mean,
Up, down.
I mean, but isn't it? Because didn't yesterday for you, it randomly just happened when you hit open at some point?
I hit open.
But they told you when to do it.
They told me to hit open, and then it started moving, but it didn't open.
Right, it started moving.
It went up. I felt it go up. But remember, you can't tell what floor it's on. So you just feel motion.
Yeah.
But it didn't open for another 15 minutes.
I got bad news, Shawnee. Our elevator essentially is an old Nintendo.
It is.
It's like you got to blow on the cartridge, hit the thing.
Well, John, look, man, good luck. The only real concern I have here is there's things I need done, so hurry up. You know what I mean? All right, we'll talk to you in a minute.
It's great.
No. People get stuck in every day.
Yo, it's crazy.
Literally every day.
Okay.
Shawnee, can you get my mic? My mic sounds wrong completely.
Okay.
Bring the other ones down. There you go. So it doesn't echo on that side.
There you go.
My man, 50 grand. Tanya.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing this morning? You been stuck in the elevator before? We've been talking about this for 2 days.
No, I know you have, but no, I worry about it all the time at my job because it's never working right.
What? Yo, I wonder if the elevator situation is like everything else in America.
Talking about the elevator.
It's hard to find good help. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to find good, you know what
elevators.
I mean? Good elevators. Yo, because I know, man, my building, it's an email every other day about an elevator.
Really?
Feels like it.
You're cold.
Edward, good morning. How you doing? Who you talking to, Edward?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Who you chopping it up with? The wife, the kids, the fam?
Oh, a co-worker.
Oh, tell a co-worker we said what's up. Thanks for listening.
Hi, 97 said what's up.
Word.
There you go.
Well, more specifically, Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg.
Yeah, Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg.
I don't know about the rest of these ne'er-do-wells and, you know what I mean, riff-raff that work around this establishment. Tanya, what would you like to do this AM? Would you like me to represent you or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to its name?
This morning, I'm going to go with Laura.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Good luck,
Shawnee. Hey, man, listen, man. You know it's the game that lives up to its name. Anything can happen. Let's play Laura. Never lose it.
All right. Here we go. Which actor famous for his role in Rocky?
Ebro. Laura.
Ebro.
Carl Weathers just passed away. Rest in peace.
Sadly passed away. That's correct. Which video game console was the first to use Ebro?
Nintendo. Why not?
More specific. Well, you can't be more specific. Sorry. Incorrect. Which video game console was the first to use motion controls during gameplay?
Oh, the Wii.
Nintendo Wii.
Yes.
Tie game. Who says accompanied by Luke Combs?
Laura.
Who was accompanied? Ebro.
Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
That's facts. Who painted The Last Supper? Ebro.
Leonardo Laura. Da Vinci.
Da Vinci is correct.
Oh, I didn't even hear Ebro say anything.
Me neither.
He said his name in the middle of my question. This guy is like,
crazy.
Whose son had a kidney transplant?
Ebro.
Laura just told us about this.
Three.
Wasn't it Snoop Dogg's son?
No.
One.
It's Killer Mike.
Killer Mike's son. Yes.
That's right. Laura's correct. Ebro wins.
Hey, Laura's got a bad attitude about it, too. She's really upset about this elder. Damn. I don't know why. Yeah. Her name starts with
when one. I said who painted, he...
No.
He said his name.
Yeah, it's okay. No, I'm fine. I told you I'm still a little nervous about this elevator situation.
We need to get Laura hypnotherapy ASAP because there's no way that the hearing of a elevator situation should... send you around the band like this.
No, it's like hearing that my coworkers right now in the elevator that I just took.
Yeah, it's more about her. Don't think it's not her fear of.
No, she doesn't care about them.
Right. It could happen to her.
Isn't that like, you know, I mean, a plane crash, a car accident?
This is close to home. It's like, who's next, right?
Yes! That's how I feel.
Yeah, at this point,
I'm
rolling
like,
the
I'm
dice.
Take it today again.
Well, listen, Laura. When it happens.
LLJ Cool J.
Tanya, hang on, okay? We got to get you laced up. Hang on.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Stars look amazing tonight.
Whoa, that song ended abruptly. I didn't expect that. But I've heard the song so much. Why wouldn't you expect that? Hit me with the button, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Get your life.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Amazing when we do it at the same time. It's time for Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles. Let's get it. Thank you, Flex. Top Dog Law. Accident attorney.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
I'm more of a Michael Lamonsoff the Bull kind of guy. You know
oh, absolutely.
Unless something's changed around.
No, as far as I know, that's how we represent on this
exactly.
show.
That's how we roll.
Exactly.
So Beyonce made an announcement for something new. She put up this cool video on her Instagram, and she says, "Hair is sacred. The journey begins February 20th.
So hair products?
It's new hair products.
All right,
it's
now.
Sacred.com. So, I mean, look, Beyonce did grow up in a hair salon.
Well, that part, and she's got two daughters.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you got, you know, if your daughters have, you know, hair that is, you know, requires attention and management, you know what I'm saying? I know moms are always looking for products, and Beyonce's probably trying to make her young girls proud of their hair. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. This is super cool.
Everything. Yeah.
So this was, this just came out last night.
Yeah, so I love it.
That's cool.
Let's get it.
I'm into it.
Last night, I got to tell you guys about this whole celebrity scenario I was in last night.
Whoa.
It was a situation.
Did you go celebrate Swizz Beatz and Alicia Keys?
I sure did.
Oh,
man. And I got to tell you, Swizz and Alicia Keys, they love us. And so does the audience over there at the Brooklyn Museum.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, it was...
They left one of us, a little.
Right.
Well, no, the one who was invited. No, right, but the invite got sent to just you.
Oh, you guys didn't get invited?
No. Definitely not. You think that we would have skipped the... Well, I don't even know what it is, but I can tell you it sounds like something we would have gone to.
Art, you don't think I would have...
Laura would have gone to the Brooklyn
Museum.
Apparently, Laura, things at the Brooklyn Museum, we don't get invited to. Hard rule.
What was the other thing?
It's right up the block from us, too.
No, that was at the Brooklyn Library.
Sorry, libraries, museum. Laura and I don't like art or reading.
See, this is why you didn't get invited, because you don't know the difference between library and museum.
But anyway, so how was it?
Yeah, it was.
I know nothing about art, as you know.
Yes.
I've heard of Basquiat before.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I've heard of Gordon Parks photographer before.
Okay. Yes.
Look at you. Now I know why they invited you.
Yeah. I've heard of.
What about Kehinde
Wiley? Okay, I saw again last night. I met him before.
Very cool.
And I was happy that Kehinde remembered me for meeting me long before he did the Obama's portrait.
Right.
That's nice.
And but yeah, it was a situation.
Nice. You know, they have a beautiful collection of art, like just a beautiful collection.
Listen,
and specifically black art too,
listen,
which
Laura,
is dope.
Laura, it's beyond a beautiful collection.
I mean, listen, I've only seen pictures, okay?
No. Laura.
Well, you're gonna make her feel bad?
It's open till July.
Oh, yeah. I don't go after I'm not invited the first time. I'm just stubborn. So I'm going to let you guys know.
That's why you don't get invited.
Send me some pictures.
No, I will go. I will buy
it. Laura Giants. It's called Giants. It's at the Brooklyn Museum. It's running there till July. It was great. I saw Queen Latifah, who said she listens to us on the way to work.
Oh, she does?
So cool.
So shout out to Queen Latifah. And it was
Well, then Latifah should appreciate it, because I've had it up to here, honestly, with people not inviting me to things.
And on her way to work, Latifah commutes daily?
Yeah, she's got a job. She does the Equalizer TV show.
Yeah, when you have TV every day, it's jobby job.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So congratulations to Swizz and Alicia.
That's dope, man.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It looked really beautiful. That's your Flashing Light Report. Time is 7:03.
Laura Stiles got the 411.
On the Flashing
Lights.
Are you looking for the weather, Laura? It's going to be 46. The sun's going to shine.
You. And alternate
no
side parking is in effect.
Listen, if you're commuting through Jersey City, and that's how you get to the city, or you have to come through Tunnelly Avenue, it's been shut down. They're routing people through parking lots. It's kind of a mess. I ain't going to hold you.
Oh, my God.
There's alternate routes for sure if you know what you're doing on that section, but just pay attention. If you get up and you go through Jersey City, It's going to be a movie. Lock in, though. Congratulations. You played yourself. It's on the way. We got Whitish Wednesday because, you know, it's Wednesday, and so we do that. What? It's called The Game, and you know the current champion. Champion sound.
And it might be a good day for Shawnee, too, because today I've invented something called Not So Whitish Wednesday.
Ooh. Oh.
So Shawnee could be
that's
in a good position.
In my lane.
I mean, it's Black History Month. You know what I mean? We got to switch things up.
Talk that talk, baby. Rastafari.
Yeah. In the morning, Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. We about to go 97 minutes commercial free with Cast One. It's a lot happening up here, Brody, bro. It's a lot going on, okay? And I got to hit myself with the button because I haven't got the car seat in the car, guys. It's
get the car seat in the car.
What happened? Why?
I haven't had time. I just haven't had time.
Have you finished building it?
Priorities.
I don't. Well, car seats usually it's just components. You just got to pop stuff together, snap stuff together. Usually, so you don't have to build a car seat.
Yeah.
You got to build a bassinet. You got to build a crib.
Oh, but the car seat, you basically just...
pretty much comes out the box.
It's just about getting it in the car.
It's getting it in the car and make sure it's
strapped
secure.
In.
Wait,
strapped
in. It's a lot of little straps. Yeah. You got to figure it out.
Yo, man, my coffee's cold.
Well, you know, Juanita was stuck in the elevator for a long time.
Damn, John. We had one job. Hit the button.
Hit the button.
Dang.
Congratulations. Dang. You played yourself.
Just kidding, John.
Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself,
y'all.
Playing yourself.
Yo. Shawnee was stuck in the elevator yesterday. Juanita was just stuck in the elevator this morning. Same elevator, right, Shawnee?
Same elevator.
I'll hit the button then.
There's only two. So is Russian.
At this point, isn't any of us getting stuck in the same elevator the button for us?
Well, you can't even avoid the elevator. Because whatever elevator shows up, if you try to wait for the next elevator, that other elevator is not going away until you send it away.
But so you could take the stairs, no? Stairs open?
I don't think you can exit.
You can't take them up.
Oh, you can only take them down.
Yeah. You can take them down, not up. Yeah, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I mean, you would assume the elevator would have been fixed by the next day, right? You know?
But what here's the real question. That's the real question.
Yeah.
What is fixing an elevator?
That's a good point.
What does that actually mean?
Well, what is fixing anything, any form of technology that we don't really understand how the technology works in the first place?
You know what I'm saying? Because
it's a computer problem.
Elevators get maintenance, I think, every month or every 6 months or whatever it is.
I think you're
supposed to. They have the little book where you sign in every time. Yeah. It's supposed to.
But I know for damn sure the building where I live, there's an elevator breaking every other week, every other day sometimes. It's just
breaking where people are stuck?
Or just stopped working.
How many elevators do you guys have?
Right.
Four.
Well, see, that's a good average. We have two here.
Right. Exactly. You're always playing with numbers.
Yeah. The way building where I live is set up, there's two on one side, two on the other.
Okay. So
depending on where you live in the building, you got two.
Got it.
And see, the thing is, clearly they didn't take yesterday that serious.
But you guys are missing my point though. Because what is fixing an elevator? Because they're gonna break again anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? So even if they,
but 24 hours.
I've seen it.
My boy works in elevator. Like repair, I forget what the company's called, but it's a big business.
Okay. Yeah,
and I just hit him. I said, "We're having problems in the building right now." He said, "What's the address?" Because he's going to check and find out if it's under his thing.
Because
I'm guessing there's only so many companies that come into the city and fix these elevators.
One of the friends of the show tweeted me and said, "Elevator repairmen get paid." I heard elevator repair union is the best union to be a part of. Mm. They make a lot of money and it's an amazing gig. So if you're looking for a job or a way to get in, I don't know if it's easy or hard to get in, but they say elevator repair is the way to go if you want.
Well, and apparently people don't do it very well because ours is just sitting here broken.
Well, so that's my point. What does repair mean?
I don't know. Again, we don't know the tech. We don't understand it.
We don't know.
I mean, it's a computer system,
but
right?
But my point is, I don't think they know. Because why do they keep breaking all the time?
couldn't it just be that some are old and in nasty old buildings and you can only switch out so much and do much stuff without a complete overhaul, which would cost like hundreds of thousands or millions of
dollars?
You're
right. That's usually it. They just put a Band-Aid on a problem.
Because it's too much. In this dump of a building, they're going to redo the whole...
Rosenberg.
Yeah.
They changed the elevators in the building I'm complaining about that I live in. Changed them all. Redid the whole elevator.
But people care about that building.
Okay, fine. The elevators kept breaking down.
Again?
Brand new elevators. Redesigned brand new elevators continue to have problems and get stuck. So that's why I beg the question.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
What does elevator repair actually mean if it's constantly still problematic?
They got to keep a job.
See, that's what I think the rat can. You know me, I went straight to the rat.
Especially in buildings like with unions. And
if we fix something that doesn't break, then what do we...
Exactly.
We have no job. So it's got to break, so we have something to do. So that's why it goes back to Laura getting hypnotherapy. Because Laura, the odds of you getting stuck in an elevator and the amount of elevators you got to get
Laura, do you have an elevator in your current place?
I do.
But it's a small building, but you still have an elevator.
Yes.
I currently don't take an elevator. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, you never even sniff
out. I'm first floor, but I'm not ground floor. So I'm above ground. You can't crawl in my windows. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to take an elevator ever, and I love it. I love not getting an elevator. I might stay in the building for life just because of that. It's nice that I have to wear that damn elevator.
That's a real...
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Just a full... I agree. I love it.
That's a real congratulations.
Although, hit me with the button, because I am close to the street, and today was one of those days where they're shooting something. I guess they're preparing to shoot something outside my building.
It was there at 5 a.m.
Bro, those cops were out there just having fun towing people's cars, playing music, hanging out. I swear to God, it was a party. One car alarm...
You played
yourself. The car alarms just keep going off because they don't... They got to keep towing people, so everyone's alarms just keep going up.
Oh,
I'm like, bro, this is a whole residential block. Y'all can't... I don't know what you're supposed to do, but it ain't this.
Damn.
Congratulations. Damn. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got up today, fam?
So I thought this was funny. So yesterday, I don't know if you saw that the Travis Kelce cut was trending. During a press conference for the Super Bowl, Travis was asked about a variety of topics aside from football, right? And they asked him about his haircut, the Travis Kelce haircut, how people are asking for the cut at barbershops. And this is what he said.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And to do it on February 1st, to throw me to the walls like that, that was messed up, man. I don't want anything to do with that one, man. I got a good fade if you need it, though. It's a two on top, a nice high to mid fade with a taper in the back. But I didn't invent that. I just asked for it.
That's really it.
So he's basically hitting whoever wrote that article. I think it was New York Times wrote that original article.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Travis. I was literally baffled by this story. I didn't even understand.
Only thing I gathered from that audio is, why are you calling black people wolves, man, on February 1st?
I think he meant Twitter. It didn't, but I hear what you're saying. I thought the same thing. But
who are you calling wolves, man?
Congratulations.
I saw that moving. Black people was like, we can't have nothing.
But can I tell you the truth, though? I got bad news for black people. That haircut was co-opted mad long ago. That's why this is even dumber. But it's not even news that Travis Kelce has a haircut.
It's never when it was co-opted. It's, do people get the story right?
Right, because now they're saying it's Travis Kelce invented the haircut.
Right.
Guys,
it's hieroglyphs.
So Shawnee and I were talking. Shawnee, your dad, you think, had this haircut as far back as 1940?
Yeah, in the 50s. Well, he was born like in the 40s. Well, so in the 50s, from the 50s, when he was a teenager, he said this was a military cut.
It was called high and tight.
The high and tight.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm 44 years old. In high school in the suburbs of D.C., everyone had that cut going back to 1995.
Right.
And I'm sure it wasn't new then either.
No.
So this whole thing is...
Because fades were already happening. Remember, Big Daddy Kane and all of them was doing fades. That was late 80s.
Right, but that's a high top fade.
But it was still a fade.
But it's still the fade part of the line on the side.
But
I have a high top fade, essentially. It's as high as I can go. You know what I mean? Size I can go.
But there's no fade.
No, I have a fade.
You have an inverted fade. It's fading on top, and it still grows on the bottom.
By the way, that's a fact. And you know what, though? Related to the Super Bowl, we forgot a big one, though.
Huh?
Did we not hit Pat Mahomes Sr. with it?
Oh, no. For his DWI. That was his third one.
Congratulations. Bruh. You played yourself.
The fact that you have your son's Super Bowl this week, there's already a lot of pressure, right? Like, they're the Kansas City Chiefs. They're the team to beat. They're everything has to be organized. And Pat Mahomes, his dad, I don't think it's a senior junior situation because I think their name is slightly different. But the older Patrick Mahomes, bruh, he's there every week. He goes to all the games. He's in the suite. He's a part of the whole thing. And last week he was out in Texas and had to get drunk at a bar and drive home with an open 16-ounce Coors Light sitting in the car.
Yeah, button,
bruh. In 2024, you couldn't. Yo, if your son's that rich, in any moment you should be able to call your son and go, I'm going to need a limo to come to where I'm at
but,
right
you know,
now.
I'm a grown-ass man. You know, I've been doing this my whole life. I can get behind the wheel.
Congratulations. And you know what's messed up? Is that I said when I heard that happen, I said I did not know he had an issue with that, but it's what he felt like whenever I saw his energy.
He felt like a drinker and a cigar.
Yo, whenever you see him, he has the energy of like, who's like looking at you like, yeah, I had a few drinks. What's up? Like, he has that look in general. But yo, Pat, come on, man. Look out for your son. He did a good job handling it in the media this week, but man, come on.
Hey, yo, Cass, one, you'll be excited about this story. We've talked about this, Cass. 70 current and former employees of NYCHA were arrested by the federal government yesterday. A quote from the U.S. Attorney General, or the U.S. Attorney Damian Williams, said, instead of acting in the interest of NYCHA residents, the city of New York, or taxpayers, the 70 defendants charged today allegedly used their jobs at NYCHA to line their own pockets. This action is the largest single-day bribery takedown in the history of the Justice Department. NYCHA residents deserve better. My office is firmly committed to cleaning up the corruption that has plagued NYCHA for far too long, so that its residents can be served with integrity and have high-quality, affordable homes that they deserve. The culture of corruption at NYCHA ends today. This was yesterday. And we all know. I'll say it because I know Cass don't want to say it.
Oh, no, I'll say it.
Yeah.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yo, fam, the $5,000 to make sure you get bumped up on the list, bro?
Because there's the list for waiting for apartments, right? Like, if you're in need of an apartment or a house, these lists are years long, years long. And there's well-known corruption in it where, hey, if you pay the right person,
that's right,
you get bumped right up to the front of that list, baby.
Yo, and then here go the funny thing. You know how many years we've been hearing, oh, the federal government, left NYCHA hanging. They haven't been funding it. The state hasn't been funding it. Right. Where's the money actually been going?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's horrible, and people need it. This is people's lives they're playing with. This is disgusting, man.
Well, listen, welcome to New York City.
Yep.
Listen, because it's a lot of things you can pay for out in this town.
We didn't even spend time last week on the cops. On the cops going on that protest, supposedly.
I missed it.
What happened? That too. What are you talking about?
Oh, you guys didn't see that supposedly last Thursday, I think, in the middle of the day, the cops in protest to the current bill that's being argued, you know, the whole thing about the stop and frisk adjacent conversation. That cops while on duty did a protest supposedly in New York where like 100 cars were riding down the street with their sirens on and like doing like while on the clock decided to protest in their vehicles.
Wow.
You got to look it up. I don't want to get it wrong. So let's look it up before we talk about it. But it's a wild video to see. You're like, you would think the president. You'd think there'd been an assassination attempt.
Oh, my God.
The way the cops are all, how many cops are driving down the street. Right. So, no, we should look into it. It was crazy.
Oh, welcome to New York City, guys.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Choo!
Fire tune. Curved is next, man. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, it's Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. We up here at Cast 1 going 97 minutes commercial. Why? Yo, we missed, or at least I did. I didn't see this. Laura, did you see this? Nikki Haley, GOP presidential candidate. She lost the primary in Nevada.
Producer Griff mentioned it to me.
Yeah, he came in and told us this.
She didn't lose to Trump. She probably did lose to Trump.
She did.
She also lost to, quote, none of these candidates.
Well, no, because Trump wasn't on the ballot.
Right.
In Nevada, so she lost to none. So it is Trump under the name of none of these candidates.
Congratulations, you played.
But you still got to get the button.
Facts.
But honestly, is it the button for her?
Why?
Or is it the button for people who are so desperate for an active criminal that they were like, I'd rather check none of the above.
If there was a way to literally hold down this button.
Congratulations.
Permanently.
You played yourself.
But that's been going on. I mean, we've been dealing with this for how long? 7 years? 8 years? Whether it was allegations or even yesterday where, a federal court judge said that, just because Trump was president doesn't mean that he's immune to, being charged.
Right.
That was a ruling yesterday. People don't care, Rosenberg.
So they really are good with him potentially literally being president from jail.
So
they don't mind
Rosenberg.
Yeah.
In the history of America, okay, if you were to go back, at how many times in the history of America has the United States been okay, completely okay, with rule breakers as long as they are white men or just white in general?
Well,
and specifically rich.
But do you mean as president?
As anything. Pick a thing.
But those are this is kind of different things, though. Because up till I hear what you're saying, and yes, you're
correct.
The
Civil War was started by individuals who were like, no, we're going against the country. Like, we are we're gonna violently start a war and murder because we don't wanna participate.
Right, and people and nearly half the nation was like, we're on board with this.
Yes.
We like this.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Because we want to keep our slaves, bro.
No, you're right. There's a precedent here.
Yes.
But it has been, that was a fairly long time ago.
Yeah.
170 years, really,
yeah,
it was.
Right.
And so you would think now that presidents, we've had many presidents we don't like, but they're at least buttoned up to the point of not being criminal, to the point that controversies existed with previous presidents. Did Bill Clinton inhale marijuana?
Yeah, but you
got to
go back farther than that.
Did George Bush party too much when he was in college? Oh, maybe this is a reason they shouldn't be president.
Yeah, but that was all fake anyway, because remember, they convicted Richard Nixon, right? Like, he stepped down. He had followers at the time. Roger Stone, who is friends with Donald Trump and what was the guy that started the website, Bannon and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
They're all a part of, like, the Richard Nixon fan club, right? And they were still in government, and they've still been operatives in government, and they've still been pushing this kind of conservative agenda.
But my point is, they weren't successfully doing it in a mainstream way. It was fringe.
Yet.
Right, and now
it swelled up over time, bro. Like, these things happen over an extended period of time. And we have such short-term memory that it's like, well, this isn't who we are.
Congratulations.
What are you talking yourself about? Exactly. What are you talking about?
Well, it's not who we... Because for people who say that in their defense, they're saying it's not who we are. They're not thinking about the collective we, that it includes...
But
deplorables.
But you should. You should.
I know, because it's the reality.
These are your America are deplorables.
Yeah, these are country men and women.
Yo, you guys, Hillary said the bucket of deplorables, and she really meant 49% of the country?
Wow.
Yeah. And I think it's the infatuation with reality TV over the past decade.
Two decades.
You guys are mixing it with the people who just don't feel like the government has worked for them.
That part too.
They don't feel, whether they're white or black, pick a walk of life. There's people who are like, yo, those people up there, they don't care about what I'm dealing with on my state, local, city level.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the economics of my life. Like, I'm just, the promises being made in this nation, I'm not seeing them. And I'm working. I'm doing exactly what you're telling me to do. I'm going to work every day. But I have my retirement plan. Oh, wait a minute. This corporation just blew my whole pension. And now I have no retirement because you guys made some stupid decision. And I was told that if I did follow the rules, stayed in line, was on time, and did my thing, I would have.
And I don't.
And it's a lie.
And I don't. Wait, you told me if I bought a house that I would one day be able to leverage this house for other things, and I can't?
Right. Politics has been weaved in with that lie. So the trust is not there.
Right.
And you got somebody who's just, again, keeping it real.
Quote, unquote. You're putting up air quotes.
Air quotes.
Yeah.
That it feels, it's appealing.
And I saw yesterday, I saw a headline yesterday that said, and by the way, I got that wrong. I don't have any proof that the NYPD did that protest. So I looked into it. It was speculated, but there was not proof of that. So I want to be clear about that. I saw a headline yesterday that said, McDonald's is losing people who are making $45,000 a year. Mm. That sort of income family around that rate, they're losing them. They can't afford to go to McDonald's anymore. They're losing that crowd. They're staying home to cook at home.
Yourself.
They're losing people. And you do the math, it's more than half the country is in that range.
That's right. Can't afford to go to McDonald's.
So half the country.
Like a family of four, it's too much.
It's too much. Right. So half the country can no longer afford to take their family to McDonald's.
So how about this?
It's not good.
There are individuals listening to us right now that when I was a kid in 1981, 82, are accustomed to their parents saying to them, we don't have McDonald's money.
That's facts.
That is a real, and I don't know if that's just a black people thing, but that was a quote. Like, you're like, oh, let's go to McDonald's.
You got McDonald's money?
You got McDonald's money?
Facts.
Right? Like, that was a thing, which means that the people who lived in that bracket, I know them from when I was a kid. That already existed. So now the rest of the nation is just catching up, which is why you see so many angry non-minority groups, white people specifically. White people are just getting angry. Black folks.
Because their parents were able to afford McDonald's.
Right. They just now got angry. Black folks, Hispanic families, other groups are accustomed to this not necessarily making ends meet. The ends don't meet.
The ends are not meeting.
The ends are not meeting. Now white people are like, wait, no. Oh, wait. The American dream. Wait, what? I want to tear. Oh, wait. I don't want to. I want to tear because the whole thing down.
Exactly. Because it's not working out now, they're like, oh, there's this guy. He says all kinds of things. He just wants to burn this whole thing to the ground.
And
sounds great.
And I'm with it because this ain't working for me.
Yeah.
So once again, I go back to what we said. It's been like this, y'all. Y'all just now catching up.
Bro, when he stepped in with the this is fake news, that just showed that shook up a ton of people.
Yo, my dad and my uncle's been like these pointing at the TV, these people lying.
They lying.
These people lying, they've been lying.
So when that's been, that
when I was a kid.
He's the main liar.
He's the biggest liar. But when he just goes, you're fake to them, they're like, wow, way to tell him.
Yeah. So you like, yo, somebody on the inside is calling it like a fake. We could trust them.
Yeah, we could try. Meanwhile, if you've just been like Donald Trump, lied and cheated everybody you ever met your whole life, you'd be fine too.
That's right. Well, no, if you was black, you'd be in jail.
Right. I mean, thank you.
back to my original point.
Facts. And the fact that he already did 4 years. So you're like, it's not even a mystery anymore. So you're like, why not?
So I'm going to reiterate it for the people in the car. If your family is now angry about the state of America, welcome to the party. Because people have been mad for a long time.
That's crazy.
A long, long time. Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John's here.
Yeah. Speaking of anger.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
John, serious question. This is a serious question.
Like, breaking character? Serious question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is real. I'm talking to John, whose family immigrated here from Mexico. Started born.
Okay.
You and I, where we work at our other job, we see a lot of migrants every day.
Every day.
Every day we see a lot of migrants, families with kids. And mom and dad are trying to figure out what they're going to do
outside the building.
Every day in the cold, we see it.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about stopping them and going, yo, you know, this whole American thing that you came to, it's not cracked up to what it's supposed to be. Just heads up. Do you ever does that ever cross your mind?
No, I tell them. We have conversations.
Dead ass.
We have to. Like, someone had to help my mom. Someone helped my dad.
Yeah.
So what if someone like that really needs that help? Like, yo, why'd you
make this journey?
I understand why.
Yeah.
Because the country you left was
even worse.
Horrible.
That's right.
Maybe your past life wasn't it. Whatever it was, and you thought this was a better opportunity. I mean, back then, my parents didn't have the aid. Didn't have these certain things. So now, people get mad they're giving aid. Okay, give them aid. Give them help. So, Where's the humanity if you want to give people the help they need?
Because people then think, why aren't I getting help?
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
That people are, you know, minorities are like saying like, oh, why are you giving the help? Fam, you was in that same position not too long ago.
People forget really quickly.
But Spanish people do the same thing to their own Spanish folks.
Not only that, people got help. People are full of crap. If you got an EBT card, if you got WIC, if you got Section 8, if you got any of those things, you got help.
You're just used to the help you're getting. It's been the help that you're getting.
And the help that they're getting, honestly, what people, and this is what Mayor Adams, and I commend him for speaking, and 50 Cent, even for causing a dust up to people to even tune in to what's going on. The cards that the migrants will get will allow them to buy food that they were already getting and pay for the hotels that they were already getting. Right. Why? Because the city was trying to distribute food, but the food was spoiling. So we were wasting money trying to get people food and help. But the card helps them only buy specific things that they need.
And by the way, in local like bodegas, and so the money's going back into, you know, the city. But it's specifically for baby products, you know, just needs.
Right, the stuff people need.
Personal needs and food specifically.
Yeah.
So
all of that to say that all these people crying, well, my family didn't get help, da da da. People got help, man. If you got rent control, if you got subsidized, if you live in NYCHA, your housing is subsidized. Meaning the federal government, state, local, actually puts money in to keep your cost of living down for you.
Being angry at people who are currently jammed into the Pennsylvania Hotel is a crazy thing.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Like that, they're not in the plaza, guys.
Or over in Brooklyn by the Navy Yard where they're just outside under the bridge.
Yeah, is that the field?
Selling haircuts and all that.
Yeah, it's not great.
On the line right now, Princess. Princess is here. Good morning, Princess.
Good morning.
What an amazing name. Your mama named you Princess?
No, my dad.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. He was like, you know what? She going to remember this. She's my princess.
That's right.
Princess, do you have a question for DJ John? If you stump DJ John, John, what are you giving her?
Something for her Valentine's Day tickets to the Ladies Night R&B Love Fest. Happening February 9th. Robin Thicke, Brian McKnight, Lox, and many more. Also, you went to...
wait.
What?
Read the order of names
you
said.
Do it again. I heard Brian McKnight and the Lox.
No. What was the full order you said?
Robin Thicke. I'm more excited about the Lox.
Oh, you're more a Lox type.
Robin Thicke.
Yes.
Robin Thicke. Perfect.
Okay.
Brian McKnight.
Get it. All right.
Lox.
Okay.
And more.
I wonder what and more. That and more is a real big question mark. It could go either direction.
Yeah.
Are we getting in bed or are we grabbing our guns? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Maybe a little bit of both.
All right. Listen. Have fun, Princess.
Princess, what is your question?
How many inches is the Empire State Building?
Well,
I thought it was a Drake question. I thought you asked about that Draco.
Hey, yo.
Wow.
No, we have to keep this family friendly.
Thank you. Don't. Now you can't use your phone to convert feet to inches.
Just give an answer. You have the answer or no? He doesn't.
You don't know how to divide, man?
You know how many feet it is, right?
Yeah.
He's taking too long to think about it.
He is. Tell us the answer. Do you know the answer, Princess?
Yes, 15,000.
15,000, yeah, 15,000.
15,000.
That's what I said.
15,000 inches.
Which is multiplication.
Which, by the way, is Drake's new nickname. I don't know if you know.
15,000 inches.
My man's hot out here.
Yo, Princess, you going to the show. You got the concert tickets, man. What's the name of the show, Juanito?
Something for her Valentine's Day. Also, she qualifies for a dinner for two with flowers, diamond earrings, made by Brooklyn's Chop House, Marie's Blooms, and Vladdy's Diamonds.
Okay.
Nice.
Shouts to Vladdy Divac.
Yo, Princess, hang on 1 second. We can get you everything you need to have a great Valentine's
Love
Day,
you
man.
Guys.
Love you too. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Wow, Usher is busy. He just announced a tour. I'll give you some details on this coming up in the Flashing Lights Report.
I was told yesterday, by my lady Jazz, that we went too far with the Drake commentary. She thought it was funny, but she thought that I should come up here and apologize.
She agreed with us? Is
yeah,
what
that families are listening. We're a show that
thank
is,
you, Jazz. Thank you.
We're
thank
a
you.
Show that is, you know, successful because you're able to listen with your children.
Which is all we were trying to say. You kept getting mad at us.
I wasn't mad. I just
wouldn't stop.
I was more upset by the notion that, you know,
I don't
masturbate.
Don't even bother, bro. Just don't
off the, you know what I mean? We need to raise our children to be healthy.
Which part?
I missed this. I was in the elevator.
Oh, you missed the whole... Well, it was the video talk. It was the talk.
Right.
Yeah. You saw the video.
Ebro went too far as usual.
Correct. That's all it was. We were just saying, yo, chill. We don't need to describe the video.
You sent him the video.
I did send the video. I sent him the video. And started the convo. So, no, Laura and I together started the convo and thought it was a good idea to send Sean video. Yo, it's one of my all-time favorite pranks of all time that we said, Shawnee, check your phone. You got to see this video.
Shawnee.
Knowing what that video was.
And said it was going to pick me up.
Yo, that's harassment, bro.
That's this is coming out of more lawsuit talk?
Yo, this is HR lawsuit talk. Yo,
Shawnee, when they call you about the elevator, see if they call about this.
Oh, no.
Careful, bro.
Yo, man. Whitish Wednesday, the game is immediately next. And flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Ain't gang if you let shit fly. Ain't bad if you gotta ride.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Everybody, body, yaddy. Oh, no, that's Megan's song. I probably should have did that. Yeah. The Barb thing, I like that.
Congratulations.
Oh, yo, hit yourself.
I know.
After Megan hit number one on Billboard, what are you doing?
See, why are you bringing up stuff making it worse, man?
I'm just here to state what happened.
I'm just reporting the news. Let's go flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Are you ready for the flash lights? Laura Styles, put it on.
All right, so Usher will be embarking on the past, present, and future tour across the United States following the highly anticipated performance at the Super Bowl halftime show.
My man's working.
So he announced it on Tuesday with pre-sale tickets going on sale throughout the week. So the first show is scheduled for August 20th at Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. It's going to go all over. The tour will conclude October 29th at United Center in Chicago.
My man is going for it.
I love this for him, man. He's like, look, I'm hot right now. I'm getting it all.
He really is.
I am getting it all.
People are like, damn. And then you got people being like, damn, I planned a whole trip to Las Vegas. I spent $8,000 to go see him in Vegas. He's coming down the street. I could have just waited.
Yeah, it won't.
It's a different experience, though.
It won't.
That was an experience.
Well, because the Vegas you went, right?
Yes.
It's, what, 500 people?
No, 5,000.
It's bigger than that. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not 15,000.
It seems super intimate.
It does. It feels low-key, for sure. You feel pretty close.
What hotel was it in Vegas? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. MGM Park.
Got it. Okay.
But, yo, so it's crazy. It's funny that he's not doing it this week, you know, because obviously it's done. But this is the biggest week in Vegas of the year. It's crazy out there right now. Super Bowl's lit.
Yo, you know what? Hot take. It hit me a while ago in Roseburg. I mentioned it to you. But I'm wondering, and I guess they're not focused on it. It's not something that people will cover this week while they're going into the Super Bowl. But if you're a Raiders fan, this is the worst convergence of things that could take place to a Raiders fan.
No, it's bad. It's that you're down bad out here.
Your former crosstown rival is in the Super Bowl, and your conference rival is in the Super Bowl, playing at your brand new stadium.
Yep.
That you've never played a championship playoff game. Nothing.
Never done anything good.
Nothing.
Nice trash.
It's a disaster. Could it? I don't know if it could, in sports, how could it be worse?
Oh, I can add on to it for you if you were looking for it.
Let's go.
Yesterday, I heard that the mayor of Las Vegas said, the Oakland A's, who are supposed to be moving to Las Vegas,
because
they're taking your entire childhood to Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, everybody. My mom already started the trip. My mom had moved to Vegas.
You know what? I forgot your mom was
that's
the
right.
OG.
That's right.
They said the mayor of Las Vegas was like, we don't understand what the A's business plan is. This is supposed to be next year.
Yeah.
Y'all should probably stay or find someplace else because we don't know what you're doing.
Oh.
Because they haven't done the work. They haven't broken ground. They haven't done anything. It's supposed to be where the Tropicana was. That's where they were going to put the new A's
right on the strip.
Stadium, right off the strip, right there. And they were like, the mayor of Las Vegas was like, y'all should probably just stay. So I don't know what's going to happen with the Oakland
A's. Because that's
also
all that punk-ass money ball. You know, the owners have always been cheap. It's always been cheap, always been on some, like, super bare bones. It's always been a mess.
Which is why they're leaving.
Yeah.
Right? They weren't willing to put in the money to try That's to right. make it better. And That's it sucks because right. there's a real fan base there and it's such a great history. And I don't know what's going to happen. Imagine now this year, though, by the way, you're on the Oakland A's. You're going into this season. And you're like, I don't know where we're going to be next season. I don't know where our home is. It's weird.
When the Super Bowl was here at MetLife Stadium a few years ago.
Yeah.
Do you recall who was in it? I don't recall.
I think that was Denver, Seattle. I think.
Meaningless to a Giants fan.
Meaningless.
Imagine if it would have been the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cowboys.
Well, that's impossible. Happen, but I'm trying to think of another.
Eagles, Patriots.
Oh, yeah, right. Eagles, Jets.
Eagles, Jets.
Whoa.
What would you have felt if you were a Giants fan? Your crosstown rival and your arch nemesis in the division.
Lovely.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
I know. If I was a Vegas Raider, if I was on the team, I would be out of town this week. I'm not even going to the events to hang out. And I'm sure they are doing that.
Of course they're there.
They're hanging out.
That's there. Your Flesh and Lunch Report. Time is 8:06. A high of 46 degrees today. And alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Kyrie Irving's in town. He put up some, 36 last night on the struggling, lowly Brooklyn Nets.
Dang.
They almost came back, though.
That's your people.
They put up a fight, man.
I thought it was your local team.
Hey.
Bro, your team put up a fight last night.
They're struggling and lonely.
Nah, man. My Knicks won last night, bro.
Wow.
Knicks.
Wow.
This guy.
So great. What are you talking about? They beat Ja Morant and the Grizzlies.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Ja Morant wasn't playing.
Oh, Ja Morant wasn't playing.
Marcus Smart wasn't playing. Desmond Bain wasn't playing. No one for the Grizzlies was playing. But the Knicks did hold on, although Jalen Brunson twisted his ankle late, which was a scary moment.
Careful.
Hopefully he's all right. Careful. I was in there last night. Had a good time. Shout out to the Knicks fans. They're happy.
You were there.
I was there.
Oh, you wouldn't have been able to make it to Swizz and Alicia's event anyway. You had Knicks tickets.
No, that came up late. I would have gone.
That's you would have skipped the Knicks game to go over to Brooklyn?
Yeah.
And see Giants?
Yes, I would have.
The art.
And I feel like Swizz and I have a nice relationship. And Alicia and I have a nice relationship. I would have loved to have gone.
That was a great event last
night. When people
night.
Like get to their on the invite list, when they see Ebro, and they're like, oh, I love that show. Anyone else we should invite? Nope. Go to the next
Anyone
one.
Anyone that's an art lover on the show? No.
I know. And then they see him like, oh, man, love you guys. Not even say the guy. Just crazy. Say you
Anybody
love
I've known
him.
From the Bronx for a long time?
Oh.
Crazy.
Yo, I thought about Laura. And Laura lives down the street. I thought I was there, and I was like, oh, man, Laura would have loved this.
But you realize that?
That gave me a text.
Ebro drove right by Laura's spot. Hey, there's Laura's spot right there.
Now, hold on. Real quick, did you bring your... Did you bring your
Jazz?
Lady?
No, Jazz didn't go.
Because she's about to have a baby.
Which is why I was in and out. I was there.
But also feels like you could have had a plus one. At least Laura could have been there. Now, I would have been tight,
no,
but
they,
at least.
No, they 1,000% were like, who are you coming with? And I was like, yo, I'm solo. Didn't even think about you.
Oh, my. Yo, that is such
a bad. And waved at me as he drove down the street.
But the illest thing about this whole thing. Guy. We got to start Whitish Wednesday, but the illest thing about this whole thing, just so y'all know, because he does this a lot. This is repeated.
Yes.
He could respond to the people and go, yo, can my team be taken care of? Just know, if it's reverse, if me and Laura ever do anything and he is not involved, the saltiness of the FOMO is so bad.
Yeah. You guys have never even heard this.
I was at Andre 3000, and I was like, man, Ebro really wanted merch. Let me go buy him something.
You bought him something?
Yes, I got him a shirt. Oh, yeah,
because this was after I tried to give her my tickets, and she didn't want them because she found out too late.
He's lying. He calls me 30 minutes before the show.
I never called you. Your friend, who happens to be my administrative... Help
me, administrative.
I cannot.
Your friend hits you late. That's your friend.
She was like, you're not going. I was like, no. He's like, he didn't call you. I'm like, no.
Oh, he dropped the ball. Even when he tries to help you, he doesn't help you. That's so unfortunate.
He invited me in his mind.
That's just as good.
Listen, when you have people paid to handle things and they don't handle it.
Yo,
congratulations.
Can't.
You played yourself.
WQHT One New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hot Rod Rick, Nikki, Queen P, and Aubrey are on the line. Cast
squad.
One, are you ready to play Whitish Wednesday?
Yeah, let's go.
The game.
A squad.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yeah, the current champion 2 weeks in a row.
Yo.
Yeah.
His name is Shawnee Colter. I think he has the most wins in 2024.
Shawnee.
Oh, he's rocking right
Let's
now.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go, Shiny Culture.
Yo, listen, man. I just like to thank God. You know what I'm saying? You're my mom's. Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie the first. And all the people that, you know, have supported me through the years. Thank you, Nora, Ebro, Rosenberg, Cast One.
Aw, Shiny, we're proud of you, man.
I appreciate you. You have patience with me.
It does bring me joy.
Sometimes.
Sometimes
I have patience. Sometimes I have real frustration. It's like, why?
I need to get to the chorus most times.
But you're improving, though. It's fine. It's taking first a year and a half, whatever it is, but you're getting there.
We actually have audio. Shiny Culture is accepting his last win.
Big up. Big up the whole island.
Big up, say we're chatting our ranks.
Golden Globes, you want
to say? Golden Globes. You know what I'm saying?
When Shiny won his award for last week's Whitish Wednesday, the game.
Yo, I swear that was...
Big up the whole island. Massive. Yo.
I would have rather them have Chet Hayes on than do the terrible bit they did at the Grammys this week with Ziggy Marley. It was so terrible.
I don't see it.
Oh, it's terrible.
All right, listen, man. Let's get into the game. We're running a little bit off schedule. Right.
No, we're going to catch up.
That tunes in.
It's gonna be a different kind of day. It's gonna be fast kind of day, because it's not so Whitish Wednesday. And what that means is, since it's the first Whitish Wednesday of Black History Month, we will hit you with Whitish. However, the Whitish that we hit you with is gonna be soulful. There's gonna be something.
It had to be playing in the crib.
Had to be playing in the crib. But then there's just gonna be wild cards of me just playing black music also. Cause why not?
It's Black History Month.
Oh,
listen.
So those ones are gonna be interesting because they'll be records you all know. It's gonna be a matter of who gets them first.
So is the filter black artists that white people know? Is
it I'm like a little
Black artists that were big at white people's houses to keep it whitish?
Sure,
why not?
Yesterday I was listening to, I was just straight up black, and I was like, this is great. I want to play this tomorrow.
One white parent, so you call them white-ish?
That is possible. Could they have a white parent? You don't know.
Bob Marley, right, Lenny Kravitz.
All right, who we got, bro?
Two phone of five, Shiny, Laura, and Cast One. Okay. We got everybody. Everybody's on the phones. Let's get it. It's time for Whitish Wednesday.
All right, guys. Game. Very special. Very special edition. Beautiful. Some sort of tie-in with each record we play. There's a tie-in for Black History Month.
Here we go. All
right. Cast. Come on, Cass.
Cass.
Hi.
I had that.
Oh, man, it's escaping me right now.
Three. You know it, right?
Two. You know it.
Lauren.
Wait, hold on.
Hang
on, Cass. Do you have an answer?
No, but I'm a phonophile.
He can do that.
Everybody
come
down. Yeah, but by the way, Ebro, how much the times have
changed?
You know
what? Forget it.
No, you already said it.
Toto, Laura. Africa.
Boom.
Let's go. Next.
what do we even do there from a rules standpoint?
Well, there's a lot of
things.
He had
bad time. He said he didn't know. Then he said phonophot. Then he remembered.
And don't forget that Laura called her name when Shawnee was still illegally counting down.
I wasn't illegally counting down.
Listen, man, the game is already a mess, bro. Y'all got to chill.
We got to move faster, bro. Let's go. Give me my point. Let's go.
No, I think we're starting again.
I might have to kick Shawnee off the board when we do this. I'm going to control the mics to keep Cast One from talking too much. Shawnee, it's just a mess.
I think it
needs to be a control system here.
Maybe we should go hit the board.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen. Here's what you could do if you want to. But from now on,
once you say I want to use a phonophot,
you gotta use it.
You've used your phonophot, whether you go to it or not.
Okay. All right.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. Fine.
That's fair.
Yes.
Cast One has one point. On the board. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Always a tie-in. Always fair. A tie-in to here Black History Month. Always a tie-in.
Nice guitar.
Ebro, you know the time.
Laura!
Black Betty. That one?
That's right.
Wow. Yeah, Laura. Oh, because black Betty? Because black.
I mean, you know.
Because black.
Sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes it's not obvious.
It's right there. Black Betty. She had black hair.
Was she actually black?
She wasn't black. It doesn't feel like it.
So, I've always always been confused about this song.
We looked this up last time.
Did we talk about it? About it being a work song, a black people's work song that was never actually recorded. Did we talk about that before?
Tell us again. Remind us.
Black Betty is a 20th century African-American work song often credited to Huddy Belly Ledbetter as the author, though the earliest recordings are not by him. Some sources say it was one of Leadbelly's many adaptations of earlier folk material. And so on the cover, there's this... There was these songs that slaves used to sing that the white slave master then put into these books, and they were titled Negro Sinful Songs.
Sinful songs.
And this song allegedly comes from that. There was a work song, Black Betty, but then it was adapted, you know, into this version.
So then Ram Jam, whoever Ram Jam is, just made this version.
There you go.
Pretty dope tune, though. Probably love Whitish Wednesday. All right. So Cass has one. Laura has one.
Laura's got one. All right. I wouldn't have known this, though.
You heard it, though.
For Black History Month.
I feel like in a bar that has bras in the background. No.
I love what Johnny did.
For Black History Month, the original Black Betty song by Leadbelly was only 59 seconds long.
Wow.
Really? 59 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Tell a little something, you know? A little quickie.
Yeah. You know how, like, when I go in a spot or we play music and I'm like, yeah, that's where you go buy the drink? I walk in a spot and it's playing. I'm like, should I buy a drink?
Or should I get up out of here?
Should I?
All right, here we go, guys.
Should I stay or should I go?
1-1, Laura and Cash. Shawnee not on the board yet. Here we go.
All right.
Tougher tie-in, but it's there.
Paradise, put up a parking lot.
Of course. It's live.
Pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what
Culture's in first.
Culture's in first.
What?
Yeah. I said culture.
He did.
Wow.
You said
black. No, he said ah. No, I said cast. But that's flag on the play.
I heard ah, then culture.
Wow.
Just tell me what I heard.
I heard culture.
I said culture, but I still said culture before you said cast.
Yes, you did. Just before you did. Joni Mitchell is your red
shirt. Yo, it's heated in here. Cash wants his belt.
Come on, baby.
Griff, review that.
He's changed. He almost went for a photo spot
early. That's the only part I know, too.
That's it, baby.
Yo, Cash, I got to let you know the Whitish Wednesday script is now for you to lose.
Right.
Shawnee wins because it's made the game that much more interesting.
I know.
He's fighting the script.
I know.
I wrote the script.
Remember?
You teed it up, but now you can't get back control.
Thank you to Janet Jackson and...
Well, yeah, we got
to
give it a...
Facts.
Q-tip.
We got to give it for a second.
Yo, man, Shawnee, Cass one still trying to take credit for your wins. You know that. I told you a few weeks ago.
Because you threw me the alley-oop early in the game. I appreciated that.
No, it's not the alley-oop. I just was always waving a flag for Shawnee to win.
I appreciate
that's what it is.
He laid out on a few on that first victory a couple weeks ago.
My little brother.
He got it.
But you don't know what you tell us.
You know, it's crazy how well they flipped this, considering when you hear her version of it, it doesn't have such a rhythm. It's kind of like all over the place.
Is this a straight Q-tip or is this Dilla?
Both.
It's both, right?
Yeah. This is an Uma record.
Because those are Dilla drums, of course.
For sure. He said, Joni Mitchell never lied. That's
she told
the reason
us.
I know.
I mean, he told us.
Yo, when this happened, Q-tip and Janet being on the same song, it was like my 17-year-old heart exploding in music. I couldn't believe it happened. I was like, so what dope. They're together?
And the video was fire.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank them for introducing me to Joni Mitchell.
There you go. Well, yeah,
that's all of us, right?
She must love... I'd be curious to hear Joni Mitchell speak on how much that... must have been
Joni
awesome.
Mitchell never
lied. Exposure to a whole new audience.
Like, who's Joni
Mitchell? And Q-Tip just saying Joni Mitchell never lies on the record is such a dope part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was so dope at the Grammys. You should go back and watch it if you missed it.
Well, if for Black History Month, since we're doing that, I don't bring this up a lot because I think it was mostly, it was given a pass. In 1976, and the only reason I know this is because I was just recently going through, like, album covers that were considered racist with Confederate flags and things like that. But in 1976, Joni Mitchell wore blackface on an album cover. And it was she was dressed up as a male black pimp alter ego called Art Nouveau. And there's a whole, it's a whole album that she had. And at the time, like, there's a few albums around this time where it was not just by her, but by other artists, where they were kind of playing with things where people were like, yo, is that blackface you're wearing right there? This was Joni Mitchell was absolutely on the cover dressed as a black pimp character in blackface.
What was her, like, artistic intention?
It was Art Nouveau was what she was calling it. It was, I don't know what her intention was, but there's video of her dressed in blackface.
Oh, my God. That really is blackface.
Why? This really ruined the moment for Black History.
But, I mean, you wanted to do it for Black History Month. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We should look into it.
And that's the black
Joni Mitchell, alter ego black male pimp to push against critics who diminished her gender and because she didn't feel white, according to her. So she dressed in blackface. Was
she didn't feel
white. Listen, I have to trust Q-Tip who said Joni Mitchell never lost. I have to trust.
By the way, this just hit from Griff. He got the replay. My name was first.
Oh, but I'm just
putting
God.
That out there.
Well, listen, you were able to slide with your delay of game and phone a spot. So it even
that is a great point. All right, it's one to one.
Look, the refs usually even it out.
They do. They
that's
do.
Right.
The refs
that's
usually right. even
okay.
it out.
Okay.
Everybody's got one. No phone a spots have been used. It's Whitest Wednesday the game.
All right, okay. Here we go.
Tune, boy.
Yeah, it's a big song.
Somebody better make
this is
compliment
what she does.
I'm so tripping right now.
Just
I don't want to say the wrong name.
I know.
Go shoot the shot. Shoot the shoot.
Culture.
Oh my gosh.
I think I'm gonna say the wrong name. Is this Al Jarreau? It's not, right?
Very close, but incorrect.
Damn.
You're right.
Laura?
This is Laura?
Quincy. Is it Quincy?
Wow.
Quincy Jones?
Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones!
That's not Quincy.
That's
Quincy Jones.
Not singing.
Quincy Jones' record.
That thing is his record, though.
James Ingram.
James Ingram.
They were both All We Are the World.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's one of them too, but I couldn't get the name.
Question. Was James Ingram super big, or was Quincy Jones like, James Ingram's my guy, he's on We Are the World too?
I mean, James Ingram was just an amazing voice, but...
But it was more that. It was probably...
It was, yeah, that was
his guy. And how big was Waylon Jennings?
And James Ingram was James Ingram was crossover at the time. He was pop... You know, because remember the mid-80s were like those, like... Easy listening, yeah. You know, all
this
that,
is that vibe.
Rock, all that goes in there, yeah.
This is from The Dude, the Quincy Jones album, The Dude.
Maybe she has it in her mind.
And thank God for hip-hop. I know this song because MF Doom sampled it for one of his most popular songs called Rhymes Like Dimes featuring Bobbito.
What year was We Are the World?
85.
85, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because James Ingram and Linda Ronstadt did that somewhere out there in 86.
So he's in the middle of his bag. This is prime James Ingram bag.
So wait, this is a Quincy Jones song. So had I said James Ingram...
You would have been right also.
Okay.
It would have been... If anyone said James Ingram or Quincy Jones, you got it.
Gotcha.
All right, let's go.
Let's listen at the high part first real quick before we get out.
That falsetto, baby.
Here it is. Just real quick. So you just wanted to play
Sorry.
Okay. I'm trying to look for. All right. Here we go.
CD 101.9.
That had nothing to do with. That had nothing to do with Whitish.
No. Nope.
He just wanted to play James Ingram and Quincy Jones.
But Black History Month, everyone. All right, guys. Laura has two. 2-1-1. Here we go. Big one.
Come on, man. Cass. Go.
What'd you say?
Oh, Tracy Chapman, I guess.
That's not.
No?
No, it's not.
Laura. Okay, oh my God. I'm going to get it wrong. I'm just going to phone a five. You know it's easy, but I don't care.
We're going to go. The same ones we have every week. Aubrey, Queen P, Hot Rod Rick.
I'll go Aubrey.
Aubrey, you're up for Laura Styles. Aubrey, you know that.
Wow, yeah. Real quick, free and Friday moment.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all haven't come to me in a hot minute.
And, I'm here.
Yeah, thank you, Laura. I appreciate that. I'm going to poo-poo on Shawnee a little bit.
Come on, fam.
Isolate the audio from last week, and you said, who do we got on the phone? We've gone to so-and-so, 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 and Aubrey, and they just went straight back to Nikki. So,
oh, man.
And karma and being in that elevator yesterday.
So you're saying because I didn't go to you last week, that's why I got stuck in an elevator?
Damn.
Wow. All right, Aubrey, do you have an answer for Laura?
I won last week.
Oh, yeah, that part. What I am.
Yes.
I'm going to go with what I am.
What I am.
And this is correct.
Paul Simon's wife, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Edie Brickell in the New Bohemians.
Brickell.
I know the song. I would have never known the name of.
You ain't have to do that.
I never remember her name.
I always forget.
For some reason, I always want to say Diviners. Why do I do that?
It's not even close. Not even similar.
Not even.
She's all folky.
Yeah.
I like that cast guess of Tracy Chapman, though, because the guitar does feel so similar.
It does feel Tracy. I like Tracy Chapman. Why not?
Because it's cool. When Brand Nubian sampled this, they used the beginning, but then they also used the what I am is what I am is. So know what I know, if you know what I mean. Do you? Yeah. Choke me in the shallow water before I get too deep. I just want to shout out to all the families tuned in that I met at the Brooklyn Museum last night. Yeah, we're Laura and I. Sorry we missed you.
Thank you for listening. Also, shout out to Queen Latifah, who says she's listening.
I would have loved to see her. I love Latifah. Hey.
Yeah, the man. Queen, Latifah, in command.
Right. I relate to her so much.
Yeah, man.
Because I've also had it up to here. You know what I mean?
I've never met her. I would love to.
You've never met? My favorite Latifah story. I think enough time has passed to tell the story. We played a celebrity. This was like when my life was becoming a dream when I started working here, and I was like, this is crazy what's happening. And this is straight out of a TV show. We had a celebrity softball game in Newark.
I remember that.
We went to Newark playing this game, and Angie and Queen Latifah were getting lit in the dugout during the entire game. Wasted. Yes, and I was like, and I was just there. I'm like, and at one point, I threw a terrible ball to Flex. And made him completely fall flat on his face. Because that was a horrible throw for me from third base.
That's why y'all still got beef.
No, we got no beef. We're great. All right, here we go, guys. Ready? Okay. Whitish Wednesday. Laura's at 3.
Okay. We got one phone of hot left.
Laura's popping.
Tough one. Here we go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, Lauren's got 3, man.
Yeah,
no, you out of here.
It's about to go down.
What is this?
Lauren's taking the belt.
Hard intro, though.
God. Oh, my God. This is
culture.
Culture.
Queen P, let's go.
Queen P knows,
a very
huh?
tough guess. This is going to be very
Queen
tough.
Queen P's failed you a few times.
She's failed me for sure.
But you're loyal. Queen P, good morning. How are you?
All right.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, fellow Phonophile. Yeah, you definitely should have gone to Nikki for this one.
Queen P, you don't know?
She doesn't know.
I don't know. Like, can
you? Oh, man, damn.
She doesn't know.
Okay.
We love you, Queen P. Hang on.
Can I try?
Go ahead, Laura.
Is it yes?
No.
Is it yes? No.
let's hear a voice.
Let it rock.
Is there a voice?
Damn.
I don't think there's a voice. There's
Damn,
a sound.
Queen P.
There's no voice. Is it instrumental?
I see what it is, Queen P.
Who did you guys pick? You picked Queen P, right?
Yeah. She even said you should have went to Nikki.
You should have went to Nikki.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to waste a phone if I don't know this. Nobody knows what this is.
I don't know.
Okay. You need the points. So.
I'm going to go with Hot Rod Rick.
Hot
My
Rod
God.
Rick.
Hot Rod Rick.
I think Hot Rod Rick listens to instrumentals all day.
Yeah, he's good.
Hey, yo. Uchi. Yo.
What's up, killer?
Hey, yo, this one's harder. I swear to God, this one's harder than getting y'all elevator doors open.
Thank you.
That's a fact.
Thank you.
Yo, boom, but have no fear. The maintenance man is here, yo.
Oh, the super.
Yo, I think the super here, you heard? Super, yo. I think I heard that on a movie. Like, Joshua, is that the fly?
That is the fly.
What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean?
The
what do you mean?
The fly?
Yes.
The fly?
Yeah, it was on that movie Joshua, dude.
Yo, you see that?
Wow.
The elevator man is in the building.
Hot Rod Rick, a.k.a. Shazam X.
Yo.
The song
Hot
is
Rod,
the
you
fly?
Just been goated, my G.
What is this?
Explain, Rosemary.
It's The Fly by David Axelrod.
Oh.
Yeah.
And hasn't gotten to the big part yet still.
No, I mean, I know now that they've said it, but I didn't know it because I heard it.
Is it really in a movie?
Yeah. It was in a movie, Joshua.
Apparently, it's in the movie Joshua.
Yeah.
Hang on, Rick.
Count the points.
All right.
Wow.
Chess 1 has 2.
Hot Rod
Laura
Rick.
3. Shawnee 1.
That's crazy.
Everybody's got one phone a fight in Whitish Wednesday, the game.
Shawnee, you only have one total?
I have one. Oh, and wow. One down, one fight.
What was the tie-in with that one?
David Axelrod. It's been sampled. It's the...
RZA?
By who?
Sounds like a RZA thing.
All right, now you guys want to ask? Well, then I got to remind myself.
Nah, let's just move on.
Let's move on.
Sorry, I apologize.
I'm getting eclectic.
This ain't digging in the crates. Late night.
Sorry. Last day, Notorious B.I.G. in the Locked.
Oh, really?
You remember that? Here we go.
Love that song.
Let's go.
Oh, Cass. I get lifted.
Woo, quick.
It is back.
I get lifted.
I always remember this one because it's Shawnee.
That's the joint. Cass is Ty Laura.
Both this is down. Casey and Sunshine, baby?
Yes.
I was going to say Keith Murray.
Oh, 112.
True.
Casey and Sunshine Band is Whitish.
Yeah, they're Whitish.
Casey's white. Sunshine Band, not so much.
We make the world go round to the funky sound.
Yeah.
This one has so many samples, man. Let's see what comes up first.
Hey.
Yeah, they're from
If y'all ain't bopping your head right now.
All right. So here are the songs all listed as sampled by this.
Okay.
I mean, sampled in this. Respect by Biggie.
Yep. True.
Of course. Only You by 112 and Biggie.
Okay.
Do What You Like, Digital Underground.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Right Thing, Redhead, Kingpin, and the FBI.
Yep.
Yeah.
Quiet on the Set by N.W.A. That's crazy. Knowledge is King by Kool Moe Dee. 69 by Father MC. I don't know if you remember that record.
Nope.
I want to hit you with the 69. It's a weird moment in time, but it happened. Yeah, a lot. It's
Father
a lot.
MC.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. What up?
All right.
All right, guys.
Here you go, Laura. That's Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Man, see, it's Whitish.
They're Whitish.
Whitish. Hey. Whitish. All right.
That's Casey in the middle, by the way.
With the
feathered bangs.
With the feathered bangs. Cass, how many you got?
Charlie said a Motley Crue. I think I have three.
Three
and one phone.
Three, one.
They're both down a phone of five. I have one, and I'm down a five.
Here we go, yeah. Guys. Whitish Wednesday. Here we go. Black History Month edition.
Here we go.
Come on. Hey. Shout out to San Francisco. Fillmore Project.
Do you see why this is white-ish? Like, it's definitely not white, but it's white-ish.
I think there were some white people in this band.
Yeah, maybe. It's a big band.
I think they were. I think some of the horn players, if I remember.
I have have a clue, but I'm not.
Yeah, that definitely was white people. La, 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 la.
I think.
La.
I'm a shoot, man.
Go for it. Say your name. Yeah.
What do you think?
I think Sly. Fly in the family stone.
Yeah, that's oh, he got them.
That's them. Yo, that's them.
That's Sly and them.
That was a guess, bro. Shout to DJ Enough, bro.
That's a good.
Enough used to play this stuff in his car all the time, bro.
Enough be knowing.
And I would think I would have known their voice.
Enough actually wants to play Whitish Wednesday. He said he wants to. Yeah. One day he wants to come up here and play.
Enough is sweet, bro.
No, he'll murder us. Wreck everybody. But that's Sly's sister right there singing.
Okay.
Right. Hitting the yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was
yeah.
confused, like.
Well, remember, it's white-ish.
Female.
So.
Do they have, like, here?
But it's Black History Month, so it could just be a black song that you want to hear.
See, I love that.
That's Sly and the Family Stone right there. A couple of white guys.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I assumed it was black.
Some Motley Crue.
San Francisco. San Francisco in the late 60s. You know what I'm saying?
Some Motley Crue.
Northern California. It was interracial. It was multicultural.
Okay.
Right now, Cast 1 has 4, Dang. Laura has 3, guess. Shani has
Sneaky
1,
guess.
And Dang. Everybody still has 1
Shout
phone a 5.
DJ Enough.
Cast 1 can win with his phone a 5 here on White-ish Wednesday, the game. God. Ebro, Laura, Dang. Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Sun is supposed to shine. It's kind of cold right now.
Oops. Damn, that's the part. That's the part. That's why I knew it. Yeah, that part right there. Bam, bam, bam.
Same song.
Yep.
This break right here.
Yeah, it's classic. Break out the cardboard music.
Here we go, guys. Big moment. Here we go.
All right.
Culture. Y'all know this. Come
Culture.
On. Maxwell.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
I don't know. It seems like a little off key.
It did seem different than the Maxwell.
It's the original, that's why.
Laura,
Laura.
A Woman's Worth.
Yo, good job, Laura.
A Woman's Worth.
No?
No!
Yeah!
The initial Maxwell.
Yo, you guys handed Cast 1. The two of you.
It sounded off key, so I was like, it's not him.
It was off, but I had to do it.
You
want to
hear more? You want to hear more?
I don't know. Go ahead. Yeah, play it, man. I don't.
Yo, who knew Maxwell stole this song?
He didn't steal it. He covered it.
Damn, Maxwell.
I like Maxwell's better, but...
Listen, I thought it was Maxwell, too.
You played me, dog.
That's just like that lock, bro. I don't know the name of it.
You don't know the name?
No, I'm going to go to a phone to find, but I want to hear it, though. It's a beautiful song.
Amazing. Laura's kicking herself.
It's not worth.
It's not worth.
I said it wrong.
What's it called?
Shh.
Oh.
I'm kicking rocks right now.
Me too.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna shoot.
A shoot. Go ahead.
A Woman's Work.
I hate you guys.
It's called This Woman's Work.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
So he doesn't get it either.
I don't get it.
Nobody knows the artist either, huh?
It's Kate. Is that Kate Bush?
It's Kate Bush. Yeah.
Oh, that's Kate Bush?
That's Kate Bush.
Oh, wow. Was this woman's work?
Okay.
Hello, Jay.
This
is
Maxwell song.
I know that's Maxwell, my G.
I thought it was Maxwell.
Dang.
No, I knew it wasn't just because it just sounded
the tone,
off.
Yeah, the
well, I
tone
knew that Kate
off.
Bush had a version, but I thought the version you were playing was the Maxwell.
Just sounds similar.
Yeah.
There we go.
Culture.
Culture.
Oh, this was a song?
Oh,
Maxwell.
You weren't ready for that. Me and Laura were not ready.
I was ready. I was ready.
I thought Rosenberg was doing one of his things where he just starts playing the artist song.
Was
again.
I? You never know.
You never know.
The
baby.
Script.
Oh
the script
God,
is work.
God bless.
That's amazing.
This is
Lauren.
Come on, the whitest way.
Because this is not crazy. This is not the Maxwell song that you played.
No, this is a different Maxwell.
That's what
I
I'm saying.
I thought he was just gonna play more Maxwell. I don't know what.
This is essential.
See? Yo, Shawnee, picture the coffee shop. You're walking in when you hear the.
Yeah, man.
What's the vibe?
Shout out to Brooklyn, man. Shout out to Brooklyn.
You walk in, yo, can I get a latte and that crumb cake?
Yo, what time they doing the poetry?
You know what I'm saying?
I saw this girl here last week.
Yo. The chick who had on, like, the green boots and the little fly hat, she gonna be back.
Yo, what incense flavor is this?
Nock Champa.
Smells great in here.
Nock Champa.
It's not
Champa.
Yeah.
It happened the moment when you were revealed.
Yeah.
Cause you were a dream that just should not have been.
It's a vibe.
Fantasy.
Yeah, if you see the girl again, let me leave my number.
You gave me the feeling, baby. This rhythm inside.
Shawnee, you have two?
I have two, baby.
Cass?
Point Cass. Four.
Four. And
well, that's three.
Two, three, four.
All right, here we go. This is big.
You got to wait for the hook.
I know. I'm not getting at you. There's not one person listening who's not happy right now.
If you don't
like this song, you're a bad person. Just know that. No, you are, Bagel Boss. If you don't like this song, you're a bad person.
Yeah, but can I finish my story?
That was perfect.
All right, here we go, guys. Then I
need to. The Bagel Boss.
All
right, here we go, man. Whitish Wednesday, the game. Cast one, you can go for the win right here.
Let's go.
I could.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
It's so easy.
Culture?
Yeah, go. Yeah.
ODB?
No.
Oh,
damn. I just want to hit you with this.
I know.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Y'all know this. Come on.
One, two, here we go.
Cass. That's a dirty version, by the way. This is Tribal Quest.
No.
Oh, my God, you're such a loser.
Well, I can't believe you, Cass. No. I can't believe okay. you.
Lauren, it's you.
I was
going to
say that, too.
Listen to the ladies, come on and let me spawn.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's Q-Tip.
You have time. Now I'm
Come on, Laura.
You know
come
you on, Laura. Is?
Come on, Laura.
Yes, but.
Just.
I'm not leaving the show.
You don't need. Say
the group. Yes.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with
you? You don't need the song. You only need the title or the artist.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
But tell me, what's the name of the song?
Get it together.
The
B-side was your
BMCs, man.
See what's happening.
All right, so Laura has point right. game. Cass has
Laura.
Point
Wait, game. Laura, wait. You didn't know you could just say the artist?
No, I just had a brain freeze.
She was scared.
I got scared. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
All right,
okay.
Game point, Laura. Game point, Cass.
Crazy.
Both got phone of five.
God, I'm so nervous.
Both have one phone of five.
All right.
Here we go.
Cast.
Laura.
Cast.
John B.
Yeah.
John B, baby!
We've been talking about him so much.
We back!
Damn it, Cass broke the script!
We back! Yo,
I heard John B's in town next week or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast one!
Yeah, it's like you gotta know it in the first notes.
I went against the machine and won.
That's right.
I mean, you could do it too, baby. Anybody could go against the machine and win.
There you have it. Shouts to John B.
Wow. Good game.
Sean, this was a layup.
I know, I just needed like one more note.
I gotta be honest.
Me too, when I heard, yes.
Yeah, I was like, I know this song. One more note out of court.
I'm excited for three more weeks of the random white-ish Wednesday.
That's right.
Black History Month, Whitish Wednesday, ever. Not quite white.
Not quite.
Hey, this
white.
Was in the crib, though, Sean.
This was in the
big
crib.
In the crib.
Still is.
Still in the crib.
Burning his death. What people
say. He's had the Travis Kelce haircut before, you know what I mean? There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Shawnee Culture, you gotta tighten it up if you're going to do a culture classic so we can get to the gurus, man.
Oh, Jackson 5.
Oh, you know this song.
I know this song. Oh,
you know this. You and I must be
big tune.
Big tune. Salvation back.
Culture classic.
Yeah, I mean.
Where there is love.
Take a look over your shoulder, honey. Who are you talking to?
Who was that?
Yo.
Just call my name.
I'll be there.
I'm cutting through.
Culture class.
Ooh. And let my baby girl. This is what's her face? Donnell Jones.
What's her face?
Well, you guys know this is my life. I live this song.
I know.
You know. You remember.
We know that.
Was this song is
it
so
turned
fly
into a congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah. It's so fly because it has no drums through the whole joint.
It's a rim shot. Shaker. Little shaker and a rim shot.
And congas.
It's drum. Yeah, that's a drum.
Yes, yeah, it's a quick conga slap.
Or a little slap.
Be alone, but when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad.
Those are where you're gonna sing along.
Now that I wanna leave, explain your heart to me. How could you let this be? Time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be.
I tried this move, and she found. She found it where she wanted to be, and it was someone else. And it was not good. It was tough times.
Damn.
Y'all bring that down real quick for me.
BT Awards. It was Bobby Brown's birthday like 2 days ago.
We still don't know where he was at, though.
He don't. I mean, I thought he was at like.
We don't know. We haven't been able to find a video of where he was actually at.
BT Awards.
Wow.
Yes, Michael Jackson, Donnell Jones, Bobby Brown.
Yo, big up all the phone of Fox, Nikki, Queen P, Aubrey, and Hot Rod Rick.
The only thing that matters in my life.
Come on, Ebro.
Yo, this Don't Be Cruel album got so many hits on it, bro.
Yo, Hammer. So many.
Crazy.
I was trying to figure out which one to go with.
For the guru.
Oh,
hey, yo, it's
ooh,
for the guru.
Hard. That was hard.
Kaboom.
You know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To fight for what's right.
That's what we do.
All right, Shawnee, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Clean it up, Shawnee.
Zen.
All right, Rosenberg, dig through our many emails and let us know who's out there in need of the gurus right now.
Zen.
Shawnee had to use this method yesterday when he was stuck in the elevator.
Yo, I definitely did.
You have to breathe.
Yeah, because you have to take a moment.
Yeah, we all do. And if you take a moment to email us today, send your email to theguru at ebrointhemorning.com. Here we go. In October 2022, we took a family vacation to Jamaica. This is where my son, 24, caught the eye of a waitress, 23. She was dumbfounded upon seeing him.
Mm.
Pond.
Dumbfounded.
He's 24, she's 23?
Yes. Okay. She was dumbfounded upon seeing him.
Upon the scene, I true.
He is 6 feet, handsome, looks like a young Nas. My sister pointed out how much she was blushing and couldn't focus when dealing with our table. Long story short, they started a long-distance relationship.
Oh.
They spend hours on WhatsApp every day, and he flies back down every other month.
Hmm?
Mm. A couple of months ago, he kept asking me for his birth certificate. Mm-mm. And I told him that if he doesn't see it in my top drawer where I keep most of the important documents, then go to the clerk's office, pay $10, and get your own. Fast forward a month later, his girlfriend, who is now his wife, texts me saying that they eloped and she's not sure if it's going to work out.
What? So,
wait, that bad?
So she wants an annulment.
Grand opening, grand closing.
But girl, he won't sign the papers. I was shocked, but not upset. It runs in the family.
I eloped
and my parents eloped.
Mm.
Mm. The problem is that he doesn't want anyone to know. Not play the John B again.
Where I want to be?
No. John B, they don't know.
Oh,
not his siblings, my husband, his father, which is the same person, my parents, or anyone else. He has no plans of making it public. My daughter-in-law didn't tell anyone in her family either, not even her own mom.
Oh, boy.
I asked, who was your witness? He said some people in the church they didn't really know. The reason for this, besides love, is that she is very religious and didn't like having sex outside of marriage. He did this to please her guilty conscience and to satisfy his desires. They continue to live in separate countries. My son secretly eloped and doesn't want anyone to know. How long should I keep this secret?
Yo.
Oh, my God.
I mean, well, first of all, you got to hit the
the LL Cool J, the congratulations.
Or, yeah, which one of them?
That's the question. How long should I keep a secret? Not how can I help them figure out how to get out of this? They don't want to be in it.
Cool J. Yeah, because like, well, this is an old problem with you and your children and a lack of communication. Because I wouldn't have any problem blowing this secret up.
I know. You know what I'm saying? Too. I mean, like, she told me. I know what's happening.
She told me that y'all married. What are you doing? And she don't think it's going
to
work.
And she wants to get out. And you won't allow it. What's happening?
You going to let your son hold her captive in order to keep this secret?
Right.
Let her out of the marriage, bro. What are you doing?
Honestly, so, I would have blown up the spots left and right. Yeah.
I think we're all answering the question the same way. How long should you keep the secret? You shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
You should tell your husband right now, and the two of y'all should sit down with him and say, sorry, this is unfortunate. You got to get this annulled. Get it annulled before you have to get divorced.
Right. Yes, because that's going to be very expensive.
She's trying to make this easy
and
on you.
Complicated.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like you're hitting them with a...
Congratulations.
Of course.
Listen, definitely. A young woman reached out to you about your son and saying, I need help.
Yeah.
And you don't know what to do?
Shawnee, we don't judge as gurus.
Shawnee's judging.
Oh, I'm big judge.
I'm judging.
Listen, a younger you... Think about it.
Yeah, yes. Do the right thing. Tell your husband, tell your son.
Yes. Put it on the table and hopefully he'll do the right thing. So say the gurus. Mm. Oh my gosh.
That was a story, though.
Good story.
That was a doozy.
Your son, Wallet.
No weakness.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.